Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having a new guest on the show, a new friend. Jill Whalen is with us, folks. She is CEO and the founder of High Rankings, which is a company that's dedicated to SEO excellence, search engine optimization. We've talked about it on the show before, but I've asked Jill to join us today to talk to us a little bit more about it, to help us understand what it is, why it's important, why you need to pay attention to that, and why it can make a big difference in whether you succeed or and certainly whether you had your relative level of success. Jill Whalen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Jill, I like to talk about SEO, search engine optimization, but there's one other issue that I want to talk about before we get to that, and that is this statistic that I saw about a year ago that showed that 50% of small businesses still don't have a website.
Really?
That's a preposterous number to me.
That is.
It's sad and frightening at the same time, isn't it?
I'm surprised that it's that high still.
I believe it, unfortunately, because I kind of take little polls when I travel around the country, and I can see that some people won't raise their hand, but I can tell that they kind of look down at the table, you know, when I ask that question. But you know, Jill, one of the things I tell people, small business owners, if I could only tell you two words that would be the reason for you to have a website of some kind, any kind, if it only has your name, address, phone number, and directions, and that is local search. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely agree.
Local search is huge these days, isn't it? And getting bigger.
It is now, and it never used to be. Years ago, it didn't matter so much if you had a local website, if you were just a barber or a small local restaurant. But these days, that's where people are going to find local businesses.
Right. And local search means, and my favorite example, Jill, is pepperoni pizza in Peoria. And I have a smartphone. I have a Droid, a Google Droid software in an HTC phone. And I love my voice search. And yep. So I'll be demonstrating to someone. Someone will ask me, about the phone, and I'll say, and I'll speak into it, pepperoni pizza in Peoria, and it'll pull that up. Well, if you sell pizza in Peoria, I'm looking for pizza. You need to be there,
right?
Because I literally, Jill, have been walking down the street in New York City looking for a particular place, and walking along the street, and I would do a voice search, and it would give me directions, and I would find my way. Or a phone number.
Well, you know what you need today to go along with your alliteration of pepperoni pizza is a place page,
yeah.
Which is Google's place page.
Tell us about that.
That you can, they probably already have one. If you, most small businesses, they find them from the phone book or something, and they kind of automatically give you a page on Google. So if you go to Google Maps and search for your restaurant or whatever it might be, you may find that they already have a page for you. So what you need
They wouldn't have a page for you if you don't have a website, would they?
They might, even if you don't have a website.
Oh, really?
If you're in
I don't say that, Jill, because that'll let them off the hook.
Well, minimally you need this place page, but what you need to do is claim that page.
Ah.
Let them know that you're the owner. There's some links on the page.
You have to verify that you own it. So
right. They'll call your number and verify it, or they'll send you a postcard to the address.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know about that.
Yep, that's a fairly new thing. They used to call it Google Local or something, but they just changed it to Place Page. So you definitely want to claim that as a minimum, but you do want a website as well.
When I talk to small business owners face-to-face, and on my show I tell them, folks, you need to get a smartphone. Even though I know you think they're expensive, they're a couple hundred bucks, or some of them are a lot less than that, but that is an experience that you need to be aware of so you know how your prospects are may want to find you, isn't it?
Right. I've had my iPhone for a few years and couldn't live without it.
Well, I didn't buy an iPhone because I don't like AT&T, But I did when the Google Droid came out, I got that one because I like some of the other folks. Anyway, that's so folks, check on this. Local search is huge. You've got to have a website, and then when you get your website, you've got to have it SEO compliant, search engine optimized. And Jill is an expert in that. When we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what is SEO, why is it important, what do you need to do, and we're going to find out if you need any help or not. And it's a pretty good chance that you will. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. I'll be right back with Jill Whalen. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.